glove compartment.
And what do you call the elastic, little elastic thing that you might wrap around several maps to keep
them? Rubber band.
And what do you call this?
Paper clip.
And what do you call the place where you keep your spare tire?
Trunk.
And the thing that you push down on to make the car go faster?
Gas pedal.
Okay. And if you don't have automatic transmission, what do you have?
And, let's see. We have 3-speed, 4-speed, 5-speed. That's what I got in mind.
Really?
It's 5-speed.
What's the 5th speed?
It's like an overdrive. It acts as an overdrive. It's 15% slower than 4th gear. And it saves you on gas and all, and keeps the car from, like, it runs at certain RPMs, you know, at that speed, and that's no strain on your motor.
At what speed do you put it in 5th gear?
Say about 60.
So you never use it, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Around here, it's speed traps are the big thing, you know, with the Mobile Police now. Out on the interstate, it's, you don't have like a speed trap. It's state troopers every now and then just pull over, and, you know, have radar out. That's the big thing around here now, is radar.
Yeah.
And they attack you with it if they want to.
What kind of phones do you have?
It's $27 for 1 mile to 15 miles over speed limit, and then 37 for 16 and above. And anything that's, say, maybe if you're over, let's say 30 miles over the speed limit, they're going to dock you for reckless driving.
Does that mean take your license away?
That means they take you downtown.
Oh, I see.
Put you under the jail.
Dock you where?
Put you in the jail, under the jail. That's where you can't get out.
For how long?
Well, until bond's posted for you.
And then do you have a fine on top of that?
Mm-hmm. When you go to court, they usually don't let you go. They get something out of you.
Right. All right, what do you call those things? You've got them out here in the driveway in front of the school that are designed to make you go slower.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, cool. Speed breakers.
Okay. What do you call the vehicle that firemen drive?
Fire truck.
Do you know of any different kinds of fire trucks?
You have your long fire trucks and your short fire trucks. Your long ones more or less have ladders and stuff like that. Your short ones are more or less used for, you know, one story. House fires or brush fires, things like that.
What do you call those fire trucks that have the boom and bucket, you know, that go up high? Like linemen use for the
telephone
company. Does that truck have a particular name that you know?
Not that I know of. Everything's just more or less fire truck.
Okay. What about the small truck that if somebody had a heart attack, they might send for this?
It's, there's a name for it. I can't think of it right now. If I think of it, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you, do you call it an emergency vehicle or a paramedic truck?
Paramedic, that's what it was.
Paramedic?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call the truck a paramedic?
Paramedic, rescue squad.
Rescue?
Squad.
Usually. How do you refer to the truck itself?
As being a paramedic truck.
Okay. If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what might he drive over?
He has a car. Just
the chief's car?
Chief's car, probably.
All right, have you heard any other terms for firemen besides firemen?
No, not really.
Okay, how about for policemen?
Yeah, cops, pigs. Let's see. Just more of those cops and pigs.
All right, what do policemen drive?
Police cars, squad cars.
Anything
else? Mobile, they have like a police van, which is what we call just a regular police van.
Is it a van?
It's a van with a... with its